you care to read along with me in the lesson tonight, turn to the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. And I certainly ask for your prayers. I have a thought upon my heart that I want to share with you this evening. Matthew chapter 14, and I want to begin reading with verse 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. And I'll stop reading there with verse 21. And I want you to think about for just a little while this evening what we can glean from this that will help us in our day. I believe that everything that we look at in the Scriptures, we need to find the understanding of what it will do for us, how it will benefit us to better serve the Lord. And we can, I suppose, people could look at this and they could just say, well, that was, that's something of the past. That was long ago. That doesn't really have anything to do with us. But the Lord hasn't changed, has he? The Lord still does miracles. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so certainly there ought to be things in here that we can learn to apply to our own lives. And, there's something in here that if you think about the way that this event unfolded, the Bible tells us that it was evening, and the Lord already tells us that the Lord had saw a great multitude that was gathered there, and he was moved with compassion towards them. He had already blessed with the healing of the sick, and it came evening time. It was supper time. It was time to eat, and we see his disciples coming to him and saying, "Lord, this place is barren. This is a desert place. You need to send these people away. You need to send them away so that they can go into the villages and they can get themselves food." And, I believe that certainly there's a problem right there in that we need to avoid. We don't need to be instructing the Lord, do we? The Lord needs to be instructing us. I mean, they were telling this Jesus, they were telling the Lord with all the power that he possessed and all the things that he was able to do with nothing, how that he could do great things with really relatively nothing at his disposal to use to do such great things with, they were telling him what he needed to do. You need to send these people away. You need to send them away so they can go and they can find, they can buy for themselves food. But the Lord's answer to them was, well, they don't need to depart. You know, this was not the first time that his disciples had witnessed the Lord's ability and his power to do miracles. And as I said, we have read in here that Jesus had already, upon seeing this great multitude and being compassionate towards their needs, that he had already healed their sick. But when his disciples saw that it was evening time, there was a multitude of people here that needed food. They needed sustenance. They needed to eat. They evidently were not looking to the Lord for another miracle. They were obviously not looking to the Lord for him to take care of them the same way that he had healed their sickness. They wanted them to go, leave and go into the villages and fend for themselves. But the Lord said that, that's not necessary. There's no need for them to do that. And he said, just feed them. Just give them food. Just take care of them. And of course, they came back and they said, well, we don't have enough. We don't have enough. The Lord told them to do this. He said that you don't need to send them away. Feed them. And their answer was, we can't. Lord, you're asking us to do something that we can't do. Does God ever do that? I mean, does he ever tell us to do something that we're not able to do? No, He's going to always help us. In all that he instructs us, he's going to help us. But obviously, they missed that. They did not, depend upon him. They evidently didn't put their faith in him. They just answered him when he told them to feed these people. Well, we can't. We can't. Because we only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I suppose that if we look at things from a carnal point of view, if we look at things with our natural mind, then that's going to make sense. We're talking about thousands of people here. The scriptures here told us 5,000 men without the women and children. So we're looking at a great multitude here. And, somebody might read this and say, well, yeah, but they had 2 whales. No, they didn't have 2 whales. They didn't have 2 giant fish. They just had 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. They had everyday things at their disposal. You know, the Lord, and I believe that we see a pattern of this in the New Testament writings with his teachings. But the Lord, in performing his miracles, he never did use very much. Now, sometimes he didn't use anything. Sometimes he would just make the command and the miracle would be done. But whenever he used any type of element, any type of natural or earthly element in doing his miracles, he was always very simplistic with it. He never He never used big things. And we find in the second chapter of the Gospel of John, when it talks about the beginning of the Lord's miracles, when he was asked there at the feast to produce wine for the people for the feast, Jesus didn't say, well, okay, I'm going to need you to bring me this and bring me this, and I'm going to need you to bring me yeast, and I'm going to need you to bring me all of these different ingredients in order for me to be able to do this. He just said, okay, fill the pot up with water. Something that was, you know, that was there, that was accessible to them. Fill it up with water. And they did, and he just simply commanded the water to be turned to wine. We find in the ninth chapter of the Gospel of John, when there was a man, there's an account there of a man that was blind from birth, and he was looking for healing. He wanted to receive his sight. And when the Lord healed him, he just simply used spit and dirt. He just spit on the ground, and he made clay, and he put it on the man's eyes and go told him to wash there in the pool, and he received his sight. And so he didn't perform his miracles with elaborate materials. He just used simple things that were there at his disposal. And that's what he's saying to the disciples here when he says, well, feed these people. They don't need to leave. They don't need to go into the villages. Just feed them. And they said, but this is all we have are five loaves and two fishes. Well, the Lord knew that, didn't he? He knew what they had when he told them to feed the people. They were not, you know, that was not a surprise to Jesus. And he knows what we have. The Lord he's got knowledge of all things. And so when they said, well, this is all we have, he said, well, bring them hither to me. In other words, bring me what you have. He didn't say, oh my goodness, you better go catch some more fish and you better make some more bread. No, he said, just bring me what you have. Now, first of all, going back for a moment, think of what things would be like if the Lord listened to us rather than us listening to him. If the Lord would have listened to the disciples here, I wouldn't be standing here before you today talking about this great miracle of the Lord feeding thousands of people with just two fish and five loaves. But he instructed them, and that's as it should be. We ought to be listening to the voice of God and doing what he tells us to do. And when we do, we're going to be blessed, and we're going to see miraculous things happen. And so the whole situation would have been completely different if when they said, when the Lord said, feed them, and they said, well, we have but five loaves and two fishes, and there's thousands of people. If Jesus would have just said, well, okay, then go send them into the villages and let them find something to eat, the whole situation would have been different. But the Lord didn't do that, thank goodness. He said, just bring me what you have. Sometimes we think that we need more. I believe that sometimes perhaps we think that we don't have enough. Gideon, I love to read the story of Gideon. When Gideon was going to go to battle, his thought was that he needed a large army He needed thousands of soldiers. In fact, perhaps he didn't think that he had enough, but the Lord appeared to get in. He said, no, that's not the problem. He said, you've got too many. You've got too many. I can't show my power like this. He had Gideon, and I won't go through the process that he used, but he had Gideon whittle his army down to 300 men. And then he sent them into the battle, and he gave them the victory. And so the Lord showed his great power here and his ability to work this miracle by just simply having them bring to him what they have, what they had in their possession, what they had at the time. And, if they would have had a great multitude of fishes, if they would have had wagon loads of fishes, of course, I guess they didn't have wagons either, but if they would have just had a huge amount of fishes and thousands of loaves of bread, it would have been different, wouldn't it? But, the Bible talks about them here traveling on foot, and they just simply had with them what they would normally have at their daily disposal. And the Lord said, well, just bring me what you have. Isn't that great? Doesn't make any difference if you don't have a lot. Just bring me what you have, because by the time I bless it, it's going to be enough. Let me ask you something. Have you ever experienced that in your walk with the Lord? I have. Times when you really didn't have much, but the Lord was able to make it enough. In fact, the Lord didn't only take these fish and the bread. He didn't only take this meager amount of food and make it enough, but he made leftovers out of it. I mean, they took up baskets full of that which was left over after the Lord had done his miracle. And so Jesus, really, if you read about the life that he lived for the short time that he lived on the earth, he really was a very simplistic man. He was simplistic in the things that he did, and the way that he did them perhaps would be the better way to say that. The Bible says that better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without it. And that's not perhaps quoted exactly, but that's essentially what's said, that it's better if you have a little bit with righteousness than to have a whole lot without it. And I'll say this, that no people could take a great abundance of things and on their own do nearly as much with it as the Lord could do with a little bit that he blesses. If you had a great abundance of material at your possession and you were relying upon your own power and your own ability, you would never be able to produce what the Lord can if you had an overabundance of supply as the Lord can with just a little bit. You know, I believe that the Lord taught them well here. You know, if you'll just trust me, I'll take care of things. If you'll bring me what you have and just trust me with it, I'll take care of things. Sometimes we think that we don't have enough faith. You know, I remember this a few times when we were raising our children. We would be having a meal, and they'd be wanting more. I think sometimes they just wanted a certain thing, perhaps. Maybe they wanted some dessert rather than their main meal, but they'd be wanting more, and sometimes I'd have to look at them and say, but you haven't eaten what you have. You know, I mean, what's the need of more if you haven't used what you have? And so I think sometimes we think, well, you know, I need more faith in order to see things done, in order to see the miracles of God performed in my life. I need more faith. Remember the request that was made to Jesus, increase our faith. The Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, then you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it'll be done. Listen, faith exercised or faith not exercised is the problem. It's not a question of I need more faith. It's a question of exercised faith. It's a question of trusting in the Lord. If you have more faith and still don't use it, it won't be very beneficial, will it? And so, you know, it's not. And I believe that for me in this, I see a great lesson in that, you know, just bring to the Lord what you have. Sometimes the Lord may move upon you to do something for Him. The Spirit of God may move you to do something for Him. He may move upon your heart to sing a song for Him or testify for Him. He may, as He did with Moses, when He wanted Moses to go and to be a spokesman for Him. And Moses said, I'm not eloquent. I don't talk well. You know, I'm not good at speech. Well, the Lord knew that. The Lord asked him, who made your tongue? God knew the inability that Moses had. He knows everything about us. And we may say, well, you know, if I was a better speaker, or if I was a better singer, you know, maybe I would do that. But the Lord's just saying, give me what you got. Give me what you got. I'll tell you what, the Lord desires more than our ability is our availability. That we would try to serve Him and honor Him and live for Him with what we have. And link our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, those are the people that have shaped nations. You know that? Those are the people that have been the most influential in the world and have done things that are worthwhile and have made what is truly great contributions to the world are those that have been connected with the Lord Jesus Christ and have trusted in Him and have just said, Lord, I'm not much and I don't have much, but I avail myself to You, and You just take me and use me as I am. And what I have, I bring to You, and I trust that You'll bless it and that You'll use it to do great things with it, and You will use it to Your honor and to Your glory. So as we are told in the fourth chapter of Zechariah, we don't need to despise the day of small things, do we? Because the Lord has proven to us over and over in His Word that He doesn't need us to go and get more. He just needs us to bring to Him for His use what we have. And so they said, we have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And the Lord said, well, bring them to Me. And He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. He looked up to heaven. He blessed them. He broke the loaves and gave it to the disciples and to the multitude. And they all ate, and they were all filled. And He took up much that was left, even after that all these people had been had eaten and had been filled. And that's the miracle. That's the miracle. If we want to see miracles in our lives, we're going to have to trust in the Lord. We're going to have to listen to Him. We're going to have to listen to what He tells us to do. Because I think that, I believe that it's our tendency to be just like the disciples were in this situation. Feed them. Well, how, Lord? How are we going to do that with just these 2 fish and these 5 loaves, but just bring them to Me. He said, just bring them to Me and I'll show you how this will happen. And so I hope that this has been a help to somebody tonight. That was the thought that the Lord gave me to share with you this evening. And I believe if we'll just trust in the Lord, if we'll just bring to Him what we have and trust in the Lord, then we will see great things. I think sometimes people look at churches. Throughout the ranks of the Missionary Baptists, we have a lot of small churches. And I think sometimes that people look at churches and they think, oh my goodness, they need more people. A lot of times what they need is those people that are there just need to serve the Lord. And God would do great things with it. Let me share this scripture with you. The Lord, when he started His church, the Lord did not start with a large number of people. But I want to read this verse to you, and I'll leave this with you in closing, and I'll just let you go and study this for yourself. I believe you'll get a blessing out of it. Psalm 72:16. It says, there shall be an handful of corn in the earth up on the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. A handful of corn in the top of the mountains. Who plants corn on the top of a mountain? A handful of corn, and the fruit of it, it said, shall shake like Lebanon. God bless you. Thank you for your attention tonight. And Brother Ernie, if you have a song,